The city of Reno now has the toughest policies against visible homelessness in the Truckee Meadows. KUNR's Bert Johnson reports.
Camping, lying down, sitting, and sleeping in public places have been illegal in some parts of town for years. But city council members approved a new ordinance Wednesday to make those bans citywide. Ward 4 Councilmember Megan Ebert was the only one who voted no.
I don't think getting arrested makes it easier to get a job. And I think, again, this is, we're getting into debtor's prison territory.
Mayor Hillary Sheevy was absent from the meeting, which saw more than 2 hours of passionate public comment. Business owners like Coleman Smith say the change is necessary because unhoused people drive customers away and that encampments threaten public safety.
For me and my support of this ordinance, it comes down to the better part of a decade just kind of being tired of being empathetic and not seeing a lot of change.
But a coalition of faith leaders and mutual aid activists argue Washoe County doesn't have enough resources to meet the needs of the unhoused. And they see misdemeanor charges will just make it harder for unhoused people to get off the streets.
If you vote yes, we and thousands of other people in the city of Reno who recognize the inherent humanity of our unhoused neighbors will boycott downtown businesses that support this inhumane ordinance.
Deputy City Attorney Brian Sudi pushed back on the criticism. He says police will have to warn someone before bringing charges. Even then, Sudi says the ordinance gives unhoused people the chance to go to community court. That allows them to seek services instead of doing time.
You really have to work hard to get arrested and just straight to jail.
Okay, Mr. Sudi, thank you very much.
But Stephen Markley told the city council it wasn't the fear of police that helped him get his life together after 6 years on the streets. It was the support he got from people who care about him.
I understand that this law is an easy solution, but I believe that we can find something better if we work together.
On the same day as the vote, Washoe County's online dashboard showed just 9 available shelter beds and 5 empty sites at the county-run safe camp. Bert Johnson, KUNR News.